Title: Filtered Noise Risers The Old School Way Intermediate. Alright, let's build some proper old school drum and bass risers in Ableton Live, using only stock devices. No fancy samples required. Just solid fundamentals. Noise, a resonant filter sweep, a bit of movement, and the kind of control that makes the drop hit harder instead of just making the build louder. Here's the vibe. Classic jungle and DNB risers are deceptively simple. The difference between cheap whoosh and yeah, that's the one is mostly automation shape, frequency management, and not letting resonance wreck your headroom. By the end, you'll have three go-to riser flavors. First, the classic white noise low-pass sweep, the standard whoosh up. Second, a band-pass whistle riser, which is that pipe-like jungle tone. Third, a grimy distorted noise riser for heavier, techier builds. And I'll also show you a few arrangement moves that make these feel like they belong in a rolling 174 BPM track, not a generic EDM transition. Let's set up the track first. Create a new MIDI track and name it Riser Noise Filter. We're using MIDI because operator is going to be our consistent noise source. Drop operator on the track, then build this chain after operator. Auto filter, saturator, utility, reverb optional, and a limiter at the very end. Quick reason for each. Operator gives you stable noise every time. Auto filter gives you that classic sweep and resonance. Saturator adds density so it cuts through drums without you cranking volume. Utility is for width and gain control. Reverb is for space, and we'll automate it like a pro. Limiter is your safety net, because resonance can spike hard when the cutoff hits the upper mids. Before we even touch automation, do the no surprises setup. Put the limiter last and set the ceiling to minus 0.8 dB. Do that now. This is one of those habits that saves you from random clipping when you get excited with resonance. Now let's make the noise. In operator, click oscillator and set the waveform to noise. Then set your starting level. Don't start loud. Put the operator volume around minus 18 dB. You're going to automate up later, and this keeps the build feeling like it grows. Now the amp envelope, because clicks are the enemy. Set the attack to about 10 to 30 milliseconds, just enough to avoid a hard edge. Decay can be zero. Sustain at 0 dB. Release around 150 to 300 milliseconds, so it doesn't hard stop the moment the MIDI note ends. Now create a MIDI clip and draw one long note, like C3, that lasts 8 bars or 16 bars leading into your drop. In DNB, 8 bars is your quick transition. 16 bars is your proper roll-up, especially for intros and longer builders. Cool! Now we're ready for riser number 1. The classic old-school whoosh. On auto filter, choose a low-pass 24 dB filter, LP24. Set resonance somewhere around 35 to 55%. You want it to speak, not scream. Add a bit of drive inside auto filter, like 2 to 6 dB, just to bring it forward. Now automation. This is where the old school feel actually happens. Go to arrangement view and show automation lanes for auto filter frequency, auto filter resonance, and track volume or utility gain if you prefer controlling it there. For an 8-bar build, a solid starting sweep is roughly 150 Hz up to about 12 to 16 kHz. But here's the coaching tip. Don't draw a perfectly straight line. A linear sweep often sounds like a plug-in demo. Instead, make it feel pulled. Draw the cutoff automation so it moves slowly for the first 6 bars, then climbs faster in the last 2 bars. That late acceleration creates tension in a way your ear believes. Then do almost the opposite idea with volume. Bring the volume up faster early, then slower late, so the end doesn't feel like a blunt loudness grab. You want intensity, not just more level. Now resonance automation. Keep it moderate most of the time, then bring it up in the last couple bars. For example, around 30% rising toward 55, maybe even 70% right near the end if you're controlling peaks. But watch this. Resonance equals level spikes, especially when the cutoff sweeps into the upper mids. That's where Ice Pick peaks live. If you want that resonant peak without the volume jump, automate the auto filter output down slightly as resonance rises, or just automate a utility gain down a dB or two during the last bars. That move is super old school engineer Y, and it works. Now add the saturator edge. On saturator, choose analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then trim the output so your loudness doesn't jump a ton. This is a classic trick. Saturation makes noise feel louder and denser without you just turning it up and killing headroom. Before we move on, do two quick monitoring checks. First, turn your monitors down. Quiet. If the riser still reads as building, your shape is right. Second, hit mono. If it disappears later, you're getting too facey with width or reverb. We'll handle width soon, but keep that mono check in your workflow. Now riser number two, the bandpass whistle. This is the jungle flavor. In auto filter, switch the filter type to bandpass. Turn resonance up higher than before, like 60 to 85%. That's where the whistle comes from. Drive. Be careful. Start at 0 to 4 dB. And pass plus high resonance can spike like crazy. Now automate the frequency sweep. A good starting range is about 400 Hz up to 8 to 12 kHz over 8 or 16 bars. And we add subtle motion. Subtle. Turn on auto filters LFO. Set the amount around 3 to 8%. Rate. Try 1/8 or 1/16 synced. Phase at 0 degrees is totally fine here. Important DNB note. Your drums already provide movement. This wobble is spice, not the groove. If your riser is wobbling harder than your bass line, it's probably too much. If you want to get extra classy, you can make it key aware, because a resonant bandpass peak kind of behaves like a pitch. Quick method. Drop a tuner after auto filter temporarily and near the end of the sweep. See what note it tends to read. Then nudge the final cutoff so the peak lands near a chord tone, like the root or the fifth. You don't need it perfect. You just want it to not fight the musical center. Now riser number three, the grimy distorted riser for heavier DNB. After saturator, add pedal. Set it to distortion or overdrive. Drive around 20 to 40% to start. Tone around 40 to 60% so it doesn't get fizzy bright. Then compensate output. Optional extra grit. Redux, but barely. A small downsample amount, and keep dry slash wet like 5 to 15%. This is seasoning, not the meal. Now the most important step for distorted noise in DNB. Clean the lows. Noise loves to fill the whole spectrum, and if you let it hang out in the low mids and sub-region, it will flatten your kick and smear your bass drop. Add EQ8 after the distortion stage. High pass at about 150 to 300 Hz, 12 or 24 dB per octave depending on how aggressive you want it. If it's harsh, dip around 2 to 4 kHz a bit, especially if your snare crack lives around 3 to 5 kHz. And if it's overly hissy, gently tame above 12 to 16 kHz. Now let's do width movement, because this is one of the biggest pro feeling riser tricks in DNB. On utility, start the width wide, like 120 to 160%. Then automate it narrower into the drop, like down to 0 to 60% in the last bar. That narrowing creates a closing in sensation. It pulls the listener to the center. And then when the drop hits with your centered kick, snare, and bass, everything feels bigger. Now the reverb trick. Big space, then sudden cut. Add Ableton reverb. Set to K around 2.5 to 6 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz so it stays darker and not too shiny. Dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. Then automate it. Raise the dry slash wet slightly through the build, but right at the drop. Hard cut it to 0%. Or do a super fast ramp down in the last eighth note. That moment where the space disappears makes the drop feel immediate and punchy, like the room just snapshot. Now, a few arrangement placements that work constantly in drum and bass. For an 8-bar build, bars 1 to 6, steady sweep, moderate volume rise. Bars 7 to 8, resonance increases, width narrows, reverb increases. Last half bar, you can do a little urgency bump, a tiny volume lift, or let the bandpass whistle peak poke through. Then on the drop, mute the riser instantly, or leave a super short controlled tail if the track calls for it. For a 16-bar builder, first 8 bars, slow low-pass sweep, low level, keep it wide and smooth. Second 8 bars, bring in a second layer quietly, duplicate the track and make that copy the bandpass whistle, narrower and more resonant. Final 2 bars, automate more aggression, raise saturator drive by 2 to 4 dB, increase filter resonance slightly, and tighten width. Layering tip, keep it simple. One wide airy layer plus one mid-focused band pass layer is usually enough. If you stack 5 noise tracks, you're just building a problem you'll have to EQ later. Let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid the classic headaches. Mistake 1. Too much resonance. It causes nasty peaks and clipping, especially on band pass. Use that limiter, watch your meters, and don't be afraid to automate output down as resonance rises. Mistake 2. The riser fights the snare. If your snare has a strong crack around 3 to 5 kHz, carve a small dip in the riser there. You can even do it dynamically if you want, but even a gentle static notch helps. Mistake 3. Too loud too early. A riser should build tension. Start quieter than you think. Mistake 4. No low cut. Noise in the subs and low mids will kill punch. High pass it. Mistake 5. Staying super wide at the drop. Narrow into the drop so the hit feels solid. Now a few advanced variations you can try once the basic versions are working. 1. The dual filter handoff sweep. Put two auto filters in series. First is LP24 doing the main rise. Second is a band pass with higher resonance for that needle tone. Then automate it so the band pass becomes dominant only in the last two bars. Bring its frequency up faster late, increase resonance near the end, and reduce the low pass output slightly so the focus shifts without the overall level jumping. 2. Rhythmic gating without side chain. Add auto pan after distortion. Set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes tremolo, not left-right panning. Rate it 1/8 or 1/16, amount around 30-70%. Then automate the amount upward in the last bar for urgency that locks to the grid. 3. The break moment before the drop. Final half bar. Dip utility gain by 2-5 dB and narrow width to near mono, then snap to silence on the downbeat. That tiny reduction makes the drop feel larger, because the ear recalibrates. If you're struggling with harsh highs as the cutoff opens, there's a really clean set and forget solution. Add multiband dynamics near the end of the chain. Focus on the high band. Set the crossover somewhere around 6-8 kHz, and apply gentle downward compression so the very top doesn't take your head off when the sweep gets bright. Keep it subtle. You're smoothing spikes, not pumping. And if your noise feels smeared and you want more of a sharp rush, try drum bus on the noise. Yes, drum bus on noise. Keep drive low. Turn transient up a bit. If it gets clicky, increase operator attack slightly. All right, let's wrap this into a mini practice exercise you can actually do in one session. Make a 16-bar riser into a drop at 174 BPM. Track 1 is the wide low-pass whoosh. Duplicate it. Track 2 becomes the band-pass whistle, narrower and more resonant. Automation targets. Track 1 width goes from 150% down to 50% over the last two bars. Track 2 resonance goes from 60% up to 80% in the last four bars. Both tracks get a high pass at 200 Hz in a Q8. Then print them to audio. Freeze and flatten both tracks. Once it's audio, you'll notice editing becomes way easier and more reliable in big projects. This audio version is shortened for playback.